The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bishunny Radio app, its advertisers, or sponsors. The opinions are strictly that of the hosts and their guests. Please enjoy the show.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bishunny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bishunny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bishunny Radio app for free now.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bishunny Radio app. All right now. So, today's episode is called Emotionally Wet. I know y'all probably said, where the hell did she get these titles from? So, seriously, I never heard of Emotionally Wet. I've always heard of Emotionally Drained. But I don't want that. I want Emotionally Wet. Mm-hmm. And so, when I was thinking about Emotionally Wet, I was like thinking, hey, water signs, where y'all at? Those are the emotionally wet people that I know, Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio. They are either puddles, ponds, lakes and rivers, seas and oceans. They are emotionally wet. And the ones that are oceans are the most messed up. They're always, deep in their shit. You need 2 life jackets, a boat, a private lifeguard, and all of that shit just to fuck with them, But who don't like that, super soak on 10 type shit? That's what you get when you fool with the ocean. Not everybody's an ocean. You got to think about how deep that is and how multifaceted. But anyway, these people, they vary, You're still talking about Pisces, Cancers, and Scorpios, my water signs. These people vary from a drizzling rain, a downpour, a rainforest of nonstop shit, all the way to the tropical storm like Elsa right there and won't let shit go, to hurricanes, just all the way fucked up about everything that's going on in life. And then you got that motherfucking tsunami. I only saw one of those on one of them, Learn This channels, the Learning Channel or something. And it's like the super ocean deep bitch got mad at the earth and clapped on it. Mm-hmm. Like, this ain't no ordinary mad. She mad at your mama for getting pregnant with you mad, okay? That pain came from the belly part of the ocean floor and jumped up tall beyond your thoughts and any of your sight and popped the earth's ass. Literally, absolutely horrifying to watch a tsunami, like a real one. Like, I don't know, it ain't something you can watch. It was just unbelievable, the power and the force behind that, and far as I know, Hawaii is the only one that got some of that. Y'all know I love Hawaii, but I'm gonna have to pass on that anyway. So these are your super emotionally wet ass signs, the water signs. They're sexy people, sexy people. They're always serving up that good Dasani, that Aquafina, and they might even nourish you a little bit with some essential water. The one with the real high-ass pH, even though you got to remember, pussy has a low pH. Check yours today. But, you keep her right, and she'll serve you well. Mm-hmm. Did you know that Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio are nasty as fuck? Well, Cancer tries to be like the Virgo of the three, the cleanest of the three or whatever. But anyway, yeah, They nasty as hell. Let me tell you a little bit about these jokers. Let me see. Okay. Yeah, I got it. The deeper emotional feelings that they have, the more need for attachments. For some people, it's just stuff, toys, etc. Some of them, you know, might even want gadgets. They don't strike me as much gadget people, but it's some, it's new dick, new pussy. They like, you know, they're not all that faithful. They try to be, they will be when somebody's doing right with them, but doing wrong and they will step out and venture out and get some new shit. And that shit turns into like a little drug. So there is some serial cheaters under some of those signs. Like to get a Pisces man to just be all about you, you got to mind fuck him on a whole nother level. And 9 times out of 10, it's going to take another water sign to do that. But anyway, you heard it from me. Mm-hmm. For some people, it's incomplete projects. Those, I'm not addicted. It's just a little habit. You know, low-key, on the real, I think more hoarders are most likely under the sign, under these water signs. They are beautiful people in the fact that they are so damn gifted and always giving. But, you know, I'm going to go back to this emotional shit and attachments. Because it doesn't have to just be water signs that do it, that end up, you know, happen to have stuff there like security blankets and things. When, especially if you've experienced lack or loss, you tend to put stuff around you that fills that void. So, when it comes to these water signs, they always have a supply of plenty. Now, let me go here. If he or she don't have shit, then baby, they just a puddle. Just a puddle. Let me repeat that. If he or she don't have shit, they are just a puddle, a pond at best. If they always got a fix, he or she is definitely a sea or ocean. They always got access, ideas. They're resourceful. Or they say, you know what, I got that. I got that. You're talking about an ocean because they have an old soul mindset. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and definitely, if they are old soul, they're definitely an ocean. Remember, the ocean handles its own. You know, the ocean has all walks of life in it. You know, let's go back to some biblical stuff. When they would cast a net and pull it back, you don't get to pick and choose, say, okay, I just want tilapia to all be in this net. And, you know, you might hit a whole school of a certain type of fish, but when you cast your net in the ocean, you're going to get a little bit of everything because everything's there. And, you know, these are such multidimensional people and they carry a knowledge base on everything because that's what old souls do. And I think a lot of old souls fall under the water signs. It's because you got to understand, it is a gift in itself to be deep emotionally. And it's a gift to be able to master that. Can you imagine if you had full control of all your emotional outbursts, all your emotional thoughts, all your emotional this? And I'm not talking about control just because you don't give a shit and stuff don't bother you. I'm talking about stuff bothering you deeply, deeply moved, deeply intrigued, and yet you're able to handle that in such an eloquent way that you make everybody feel good. And then you're able to take those deep emotions and be a master sexually. Oh yes. Don't get it twisted. That Aquafina, Dasani, essential water, coochie, all that good shit runs in the water sign family. They are just nasty like that. That drip that you're talking about, that runs in the water sign family. They just naturally gifted in those areas, which, you know, I'm not saying nobody else is. Because you know what? I just felt compelled to really get into the zodiac signs and talk about the elements and shit. And I promise you, I'm going to get to your whack ass sign next week. And, you know, every sign has beauty. Every sign has gifts. Every sign has, I respect it. I really do. I can call somebody's sign whack, but no, I respect it. And you know, if I was going to be the avatar, I would be sitting over there saying, can I get a mixture of all of them? You know, the avatar was able to master all of them. So yeah, I ain't knocking your element, but I'm going to get to y'all next week. We had to start and just kind of pop off with the water signs because I think water is probably the strongest element. All the rest of them work with water. Water is probably more dominant. But again, it has its drawbacks. We're talking about very emotional people, and that's what the water symbolizes. But hey, water also symbolizes flow. And the sad thing about it is there's the ability to be a stream, which sadly a lot of people under this sign are not. They don't tap into that. They tap into everything else because of the emotionally ran. But, you know, I'm going to quit going all educationally deep on this. So, anyway, back to these folks being magical and shit and being gifted. You know, I've been saying that I got some magical pussy for years. And you better go get you one. You know, not this one, but go get you one. I mean, literally, I've been saying this. And so, you know, I can't vouch for nobody else's coochie. But, yeah, I'm going to have to watch what I say on that. Because that might bite me in the ass later. So anyway, back to if you're dealing with one, okay? So last but not least, I'm gonna just go into it. If you're dealing with a Pisces, they like feet. Don't knock it. Literally, let me tell you something about Pisces. They are one of the nastiest signs of the zodiac. And when I say nasty, I'm talking about freaky, I'm talking about dirty, I'm talking about all of it. They are some of the nastiest motherfuckers on this planet. I mean, they do whatever you tell them to. Let me repeat that. They'll do whatever you tell them to do. They will bust that shit wide open in public for you. If they down for you and you tell them to do it, they'll do it. I guarantee you motherfuckers fucking in bathrooms behind dumpsters had to be water signs. They had to be some Scorpios. I mean, a Pisces. I don't know about Scorpio doing that shit. But anyway, if you are dating a Scorpio or digging on one, they like pussy and dick. Straight up. They like pussy and dick. They came already. When they got to the room, they probably came twice and they about to get three more. You got to keep up with them. They've mastered their own sexuality and orgasms and all of that good shit. Like, you just a tool when it comes to a Scorpio. Like, I'm going to use you so that I can get this extra super platinum off the chain ass nut, because I nutted on my own 4 or 5 times, so I'm needing you to help me top it off. That's what they do. And then Cancer, well, they try to mind fuck you, but they want to kiss until. That's what I said, kiss until. They want to kiss and they want to be in love and they want, you know, a marriage proposal and shit after the first time. They just all that whack ass foreplay. I'm not going to put my Cancer sisters and brothers down. I love them too. I have a lot of friends that are Cancers. And yeah, they're more, how do I put it? They're not the vanilla sex. I don't want to say that. They're not Scorpio sex. But hey, you know, that's the water signs for you. And, yeah, that's what Tanisha said. All right, now.
Completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.